Well, hello, James Nesbitt. Thank you for coming and talking to me.
Great pleasure, Lydia.
About the Jameson Empire Awards.
Yeah, I have to stop you and say it's actually called Jameson.
Oh!
Isn't that a bit of information for you? Yeah,
is
that's
it
what
actually?
I thought. Yeah, it's. I don't know if there was a change, but it's very much Jameson's now. Although if you find an Irish man in Ireland calling it Jameson's, I'll give you a few quid. But no, it's Jameson's.
I really feel like you're pulling my leg right
no,
now.
No, honestly, I'm telling you. It's the truth. You can see the people here nodding.
Is it actually?
It is, but it's still...
I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
It still tastes as good as if it was Jameson's. But yeah, no, it's Jameson Empire Awards.
Okay, but you're back again.
I am indeed.
To present them. So what made you want to come back?
I don't know, because it was an absolute nightmare. It's more stressful than anything I've ever done. But, and that's sort of quite serious, but that's a good thing, actually, because that keeps me on my toes. But it was just such a brilliant night, I have to say. I mean, I've never been, you know, I've been to awards and I've hosted awards, but there's nothing... that can really you can really compare it to, because specifically, really, it's because it's voted for by the public. So unlike most of the awards ceremonies that we've had recently towards the end now of this awards season, it's much the same kind of awards. You know, the big hitting serious pieces that kind of come through, apart from things like, you know, the Lego movie and all that. But because it's voted for by the public, as well as having the usual suspects like Eddie Redmayne, Benedict Cumberbatch for their incredible performances, Birdman's in there, Bradley Cooper for his incredible performance in American Sniper. But we also have the big ones. We have The Hobbit, of course, which I am briefly in. And we have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's got the whole sort of big spread. And that's what makes it such an incredible night. And also, because Empire is such an important player in the film industry, we tend to attract huge stars. Like last year, you know, Schwarzenegger, Tom Cruise, Hugh Jackman were there. I mean, they got the Legend, the Icon, and the Hero Awards. I'm not sure in which order, but they were all there. Emma Thompson was there picking up an award and enjoying herself. So it's Margot Robbie. I mean, everyone. So it's an extraordinary night. And because it's only streamed, I mean, it's streamed online for Empire. But because it's not on TV, they're able to enjoy themselves a wee bit more. So it's a big celebration. And also you get to see them really enjoy themselves. And also it's an opportunity for them to thank those people and that have gone on, for the studios to thank the people that have gone out there, paid their money and watched the film. So it's a great night, daunting but great.
So everyone gets a little bit loose today. It's well, not like the Oscars where they're all uptight.
Yeah, no, well, the clue is in the sponsor, really. There's no shortage of that on the tables. But as I say, I think they just... and also, it's kind of really just about the last awards in the whole... that whole season. So, you know, they've all moved on to other projects, but it's an opportunity for them to look back, relax, and really enjoy. And there isn't that same kind of hard, kind of nosed, slightly bitter edge that you get at some... awards. It's everyone's in it sort of together. There's a real sense of collaboration and no, it's a great night.
So who are you thinking might be there? Which big names might we expect? There's some big ones on the nominations.
Yeah, well there are, and they haven't announced them yet, but if anything in the past is to go by, I think we can expect to see some huge names. I mean, it's interesting that that Peter Jackson is nominated so much for The Hobbit. Now, whether Peter would be there or not, I mean, he's got his own jet. He could fly over very easily.
It's a nasty flight, that one, though.
I did it plenty of times. It's brutal.
I've done it a few times.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't announced yet, and I wish they would tell me, because I do a song and I have to try and get the names of the people that are there.
I was going to say, are you going to do a song?
Well, I did last year. Maybe I won't do it this year. But,
do it.
Well, I need to find out who's going to be there, because I put the names of the people that are there in the song, you see. But that'll be announced quite soon, but you can be certain that there will be, it will be chock full of huge film stars.
So are you
there? And me.
So for you, do you like to do, because there's always that different thing, isn't it? There's that, the people that like to mock everyone in the room a little bit and make it a little bit tongue-in-cheek, or are you kind?
No, I think I'm a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I also am aware that there's some people that could employ me there. But I think they expect, and also by the time the awards start, they've all been sat at their tables for a wee bit anyway, and as I say, courtesy of our sponsor, they're in quite good spirits anyway. So I think they're expecting a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's important not to kind of insult anyone, because a lot of these guys are, well, you know, all they do is kind of not drink and work out. So when they do drink, finally, they could lose their temper, and I don't fancy being on the end of a Arnold Schwarzenegger's right hook.
Wouldn't be too fun.
No.
Do you scribble little, you know, before you know who's coming, you're there sort of writing some jokes about people?
Ah, you're trying to think about it. I mean, I think, yes. No, and you're looking for rhymes and stuff, but I mean... It's just such a huge kind of, as I say, spread. I mean, everything is there. I mean, like, you know, Eddie's there for his performance, but also the Lego movie. I mean, and as I say, Guardians of the Galaxy, Interstellar, X-Men, Days of Future. I mean, so it's... Because, you know, these people and the studio, these actors and the studios know how important Empire is to them. Because, I mean, Empire gets the word out. I mean, Empire's like one big advert for a lot of their ads. So they know what side their bread's buttered on. So that's why they turn up and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, well, we want to talk about The Hobbit because it is up for four, which is really great for it. You've got Best Sci-Fi Fantasy, Best Film, Best Director, and for your Dwarf King, Richard Armitage.
Richard Armitage, yeah.
He's up for the Best Actor.
He is indeed. No, I'm delighted for him. It's he'll be thrilled with that, actually. You know, because, I mean, he's up against Bradley Cooper, Cumberbatch, Redmayne, and Andy Serkis. You know, so Armitage has done well for himself.
But
you know, The Hobbit has Lord of the Rings has traditionally done well at Empire because, of course, it's, you know, it's one of the biggest franchises there's been. And so it by the very nature of that, it's bound to garner a lot of votes. I didn't feature hugely in the last movie, but if it wins, don't worry, I'll be down there accepting it.
Do you think, does it get a little bit hard, though, when you're sort of up there and it's a film that you are involved in and you are emotionally attached to,
well,
that you can't sort of separate yourself from
it? If it wins, I can play up massively my part in it. And if it loses, I can say, well, I wasn't really in it, that, actually, you know. So it's win-win for me.
If it could only get one of those awards, which one would you want it to get?
Well, obviously I'd want Richard to win. Are you kidding? No, I'd love Richard to win. But I think for Peter, I'd love Peter to get up because he's...
It'd be worth a flight.
Well, yeah, and also if you go to his house, as you know, as we did a lot when we were doing the Hobbit, because everyone lives very close to each other, and I lived in one of his houses. He only owns about 1,000. If you go in the Oscars, he's got about 19, and they're just dotted all over the house, not in a kind of showy way, in a sort of bit of a haphazard way. You'll see them kind of if they're cooking. You see Fran, his partner. You know, if they're cooking, they're moving an Oscar out of the way to get to the marmalade. It's just very odd.
Actually, your daughter went to school with someone I know.
Oh, really?
In Wellington, yeah.
Oh, what, my big one? How interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Very weird.
Because they're actually in The Hobbit.
Are they?
Yeah, they play, they're in Hobbit 2 and 3, much bigger parts than me. They play Bard the Bowman, Luke Evans' daughters.
Ah.
There you are.
See, there you go. And they got to go 11 years ago.
I am, they loved it. I mean, that was what was so fantastic about it, you know. I mean, and again, with Empire, I think quite a lot of the boys will be there. And so it's an opportunity, because we spent a lot of time together. I mean, you can be kind of actory about it and say, well, you know, the film's about a kind of a brotherhood. But actually, it really was like that. And so it just gives us an opportunity to get together.
Yeah, because that premiere, the world premiere for the last one, I got emotional.
No, it was class.
I stood opposite everyone. So I imagine it must be nice to sort of have a little party together
again. No, it's lovely, actually. Yeah, it is.
Also, though, Andy Serkis, obviously, he's massively involved in the Hobbit world. But up for his role as Caesar, motion capture.
Well, you know, I think it's... I mean, those of us who are close to Andy always thought it was a bit of a scandal that he was never up for an Oscar for Gollum, you know, because it's such an extraordinary, textured, moving, and much more difficult performance, frankly, than a lot of other nominees. Not this year, I hasten to add. But so I would love to see him, because he's just about the most collaborative, generous, brilliant, unique person you could work with. I mean, he's astonishing. So I'm delighted that Empire kind of have seen that, you know, and I don't think it'll be too long before he wins one of the Legend, Icon, or Hero Awards. He is all of those things to me.
Do you think that the Oscars do need to think about considering motion capture as a genuine
form of acting? Well, I do, because, I mean, clearly it's not going away. And but, you know, they're being a wee bit slow in certain kind of notions of kind of progression, shall we say. I mean, I think this year showed that as well. But I think it's only a matter of time, because there's enough hollering for it now. And also the studios will have their say, because, you know, ultimately I think a lot comes down to what the studios say.
Mm. Another Hobbit star who is up for the award is the Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got probably the biggest fan group.
Yeah.
The Cumber Babe, someone told me, is one polite way to say it.
Oh, is that it?
Apparently. There's one you can't say.
I think there's
on
one
radio.
You can't say.
There's one that is not radio friendly.
Sort of rhymes a wee bit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I know.
But
do you think that they may be there probably voting in absolutely.
What,
every
but Benedict?
They can for him.
Oh, no, Benedict definitely will be. Oh, no, I mean, he's brilliant. And again, I think, I'm so delighted that he's up for Imitation Game, because it's such an incredible performance he gives, and it seems that he just picked that year where Eddie was in there and Michael Keaton and all. But I think I would be so sorry if Benedict... Listen, it's not going to kind of hold him back, exactly. I mean, it's not that he's short of any job offers, but I think that his performance in that film should be really recognised because it's astonishingly truthful and raw. And he's just... I think he's a very generous actor as well.
Yeah, he is, and he's got a big year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
A baby coming, hasn't he?
Yeah, whatever.
But The Imitation Game has, it does seem to have had the biggest hit with the Empire.
Yeah.
Ages. It's got the most nominations with 6.
Mm.
Obviously didn't make the hit with the Academies.
Yeah. No, I'm thrilled about that. I mean, it shows also that we've got, you know, we've got pretty sophisticated audiences out there now, you know. And again, Empire shows that. Empire's, it's not all about the big blockbusters that win every year. You know, last year, for example, James McAvoy won Best Actor for his role in Filth. Now, Filth wasn't a hugely seen movie. Yet, obviously, people who are interested in film, who read Empire, are interested in going to film enough to watch Filth, you know, directed by John S. Baird. And it was just so brilliant to see. And the same night that you've got Schwarzenegger, Cruise and Jackman up there, that also James McAvoy, homegrown, Scottish-grown James McAvoy, for an incredibly brave performance in what was quite a difficult but wonderful and dark film, that was also recognised. And there, if you have it in a kind of a nutshell, what Empire does, it's that there. You'll not get that at other awards.
Do you have to go and see all the films? Do you have to make sure you've seen them?
No, but I make sure I've told them all. I thought they were brilliant in it. That's the key.
That's the key, right.
Yeah, yeah. And then walk away quickly in case they catch you out.
Do you just whisper under your breath, I thought you were brilliant in the trailer?
Oh, no, I've done that. No, I just go up and I say, I thought you were. I said that to someone. I won't tell you who I said that to at the Golden Globes. Yes, I was at the Golden Globes. Yes, mm-hmm. I was nominated. Well, my show was. No, we didn't win. But I'll not tell you who I went up to. But it's a very, very big, a leading actor in a very big and successful film this year. I told him I thought he was absolutely brilliant. I haven't seen it.
We can take some stabs at who that could be.
You could.
Are they American or British?
They're Americanish.
Americanish?
Well, no, they're American. Anyway, I'll get in trouble.
Okay. Now, one of the biggest films coming up this year, there's a few.
Yeah.
Is Bond.
Yeah.
Who would you like to sing the Bond song this year?
Me, frankly.
You want to sing it?
Yeah. I don't know. I used to love the old ones. I loved Shirley Bassey. I loved... actually, there have been so many. My favourite was Live and Let Die, actually. Paul McCartney. And Wings, I think it was, who did that. Paul McCartney and Wings. Danny Lane and Linda. This year, I'd love Laura Marling to sing it. Do you know Laura Marling?
I know the name. And
she's sensational. And she's got a real pure voice that would, I think, lend itself very well. I'm very excited about Bond because I love Daniel in it, and it's fantastic that Sam is doing it. And so, no, I can't wait. And I'd actually like to be in it if anyone drops out.
What would your ideal role be in it?
Big and well paid. The baddie.
Mm.
Yeah. Or one of the Bond girls. I mean, anything, I'll take anything.
But, well, they're saying, aren't they, that that Christoph Waltz isn't actually playing Blofeld. And that he's a different...
Is he in it?
There could be a whole...
He's in everything. Are people not sick of him? I mean, he's quite a good actor. I'd love to do, I'd love to be involved. But I'm very excited, and it's so brilliant that Bond is garnering that excitement again. I mean, not that it kind of, because I think Piers was so brilliant as well, but it's just astonishing that it still kind of has that, you know, that timeless notion of that man kind of battling himself and what's wrong.
Now, you've said who you want it to be. Who do you think it will be that will sing that song, though?
Oh, I don't know. The young people listening to nowadays. I don't think it'll be Nicki Minaj.
I don't think it'll be Nicki Minaj.
So. Oh my God. No, I don't think it'll be her. Who? Paloma Faith, maybe.
She has been apparently trying
has
to.
She? Do you know that she used to have a friend before she was like very famous? Her best friend is called James Nesbitt. And apparently, this is before, there was a little window in the world where I sort of was had more kind of celebrity than Paloma. But her friend, they used to phone up places like the Ivy and stuff and say, oh, hi, it's a table for James Nesbitt. And then they would arrive and they would say, no, you're not. And he'd just bring out his driving license and go, yes, I am. The booking's under my name. And then they would go in.
I wonder how many people with, like, the double of someone else's name do that. There must be a load of people doing that.
No, you would think so.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's very hard, so they couldn't be turned away. But anyway, I don't think she has to worry about using my name nowadays.